Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. Happy 2-2 result in San Jose. This is Andy Munoz from the RSL Show. Today's content is going to be around the fan pickup soccer event that we hosted yesterday prior to the match. We had a really, really good turnout. I would say we had at least, I think, in the neighborhood of 35 to 40 people show up for that event. So if you showed up, thank you so much for coming out. Thanks for having a super positive attitude and allowing, you know, all of the age groups to play together. It was a really, really fun time to, you know, meet you guys and interact with you listeners. On top of that, we're going to go ahead and just roll all of the interviews that we had that took place yesterday. We're going to hear from a few different RSL podcast hosts that were there. And more importantly, we're going to hear from some fans and get their takes on the David Ochoa versus Real Salt Lake drama, I guess, at this point. Listen, we all just wish David Ochoa the best in DC United. Hopefully more information is going to come out from either the club or David at some point as to how this was either handled, mismanaged, or what agreement may have happened behind, you know, closed doors to essentially part ways and just kind of, you know, break away from all of this. We know what you guys know. We've only, you know, heard what RSL has put out, and we've only heard what is rumored about David Ochoa. So if you guys feel like we're, you know, being quiet on the subject, this is one of those times where we don't know more than you guys do, and we're not like touting that or being pretentious about it or anything like that. We've been quiet also on the subject too, because we don't really know what's going on. And I'm kind of moving more into a direction where, rather than throwing crap against a wall and just making assumptions like you guys may have seen from numerous people online, we want to verify the sources, and we want to at least make sure that we're putting out correct information out there. That way, whatever judgment is passed on can happen fairly, whether that judgment is on the club or on David Ochoa. Anyway, you'll hear more feelings about that in this episode. Special shout out to Real Salt Lake, Dan Farns, and his team for allowing us to host this event and put this event together at the America First training field. We love it. We left it in the best shape possible. We picked up all our garbage. We hope to do that there again. And thanks, guys, again for listening to the show. Next week, we will be back talking about the match in depth. We'll definitely talk about Sergio Cordova's miss. We'll talk about, you know, Diego Luna's contribution. Andrew Brody, by the way, holy smokes, he had a game. Also, of course, Severino. Listen, just general thoughts. I'm pretty pumped. Like I said on Twitter, crappy refereeing, questionable decisions. It seems like the teams were just kind of both making mistakes. When I say the word mistake, I already think of Zach McMath's distribution that led to a goal. We know a lot of people are upset about the 2-2 result, but the way that I see it, when you're not only playing San Jose, but you're also playing against terrible refereeing, that is where the game could go either way. So I see a 2-2 as a positive for Real Salt Lake, pick up the 1 point in San Jose, and come back and contend against a very tough, very favored team like LAFC. So we'll be back next week. We'll dive into that. We'll talk about that. We'll get your questions on Twitter, your comments as well prior to that episode, because we would love to hear your guys' insight. But for now, enjoy the show. This is from the America First training field, the RSL Show fan event. I will be conducting some of the interviews. You'll also hear Josh conducting interviews, and then Alex Napolis as well. So again, follow us at RSL Show, and thanks for hanging out with us this Sunday morning. But I got expensive habits. Hey, what's up, guys? Brand new episode of the RSL Show. We are live here from America First Field.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Dan Farns for the hookup. Josh, how are you feeling about today's turnout?
The turnout's great. We got 4 games going, about 8 apiece.
Yeah.
It's just right, honestly.
We're going to get some Real Salt Lake views, thoughts, and opinions. We're going to start off with David Ochoa, so we're going to interview a few fans. And this will be not only content for YouTube, but we'll throw this out as an episode.
Yep.
All right.
Very cool. Actually, first off,
yeah.
Because people asked you, what are your thoughts on David Ochoa, the situation, and what's gone down?
You know, I'm really torn. I understand a little bit of both sides, right? Like, I know there were issues training, et cetera, et cetera. Sorry, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Couple sprints and I'm done.
Yep, we're out of commission.
But you know, I've heard some things about what goes on in the locker room, on the training field. But I also heard that, you know, there may have been offers that were a little unacceptable on both ends. I think the whole situation itself is ugly. I wish we could go a year in RSL fandom without some kind of ridiculous drama. It's not going to happen. I mean, when was the last time we didn't have a year of drama, right? So
Yeah,
it's just frustrating. It sucks to lose him for practically nothing. I guess if he re-signs with DC, we get some money, but it just doesn't seem to be enough for a prospect of his caliber, right?
Yeah.
Now, especially with how much they were ramping up the last season.
Now, a lot of people online were talking about how, you know, friends of the club are too afraid to either be vocal on the situation or talk freely about what we know.
Right.
So what do we know, Josh? Do we know anything that regular fans may not?
Just hearsay.
Yeah, that's what it
is. Yeah, you know, I've heard rumors about contract demands, etc. I don't know if any of it's legit. That's why I'm not really jumping to any conclusions, right? I don't want to drag the club if it's undeserved. I don't want to drag David because obviously he's a young talent.
Mm-hmm.
I wish him nothing but the best. I'll always be an Ochoa fan.
Yeah.
I wish we could hear the whole story. Obviously, we tried to talk to David, you know, after the social media comments. His agent put that to a stop. So I feel like until we actually hear from the player himself and then maybe a little bit more transparency from Elliot, especially, or Tony.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be up for debate until we hear clarity from both sides. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to drag anybody. So.
Yeah, so what do you feel about the criticism that, you know, it seems like now it shifted from David Ochoa over to Elliot Fall. Do you think that's fair?
I think the biggest reasons that that's happening is, you know, now we're down four players this window. Sure, we signed Sava and Luna, but it's, you know, it's not what we really need at the moment. So I think people are really trying to get after him. I think the Ochoa situation is frustrating them, and I think the lack of incoming transfers to strengthen the squad is what's frustrating people because the squad's obviously not very well. You know, it's not doing well. I know Demir and Bobby are supposedly close, but, you know, even with those two, it's not where we need it to be. So I think a lot of the frustration is seeing us, you know, potentially falling down the standings with no real reinforcements to come. So a lot of people are just kind of looking for someone to blame, and that's always going to be the general manager.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that all of a sudden, you know, local news media, people who have never covered RSL
or haven't covered them in years,
are literally now kind of stepping out of the woodworks.
Right, it's like there's a conspiracy to get Elliot fired, maybe?
Probably.
RSL conspiracies?
I think so. I think it's funny. For the verified beat writers, keep up the same energy when RSL is doing well. I hope you guys continue to cover us, not only when there's drama. That's the message I have for local media.
I wish they would be out there always, right? Like, even if they're not covering RSL, commenting on RSL, keeping the positive vibes going, it does seem to be, you know, when they don't agree with something going on in the locker room or transfer-wise.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's weird to see him come out of the woodwork. So.
Yeah, there's plenty to talk about, not just Ochoa.
Right.
All right, guys, we're going to hear about fans, listeners here at the, what is this, like the seventh annual or something?
Yeah, seventh recurring RSL show pickup game.
Yeah.
It's the first hot one we've had, though. It's usually really cold.
Yeah, if you can't tell, we're just drained, out of breath. This is just my BPM right now is like 190.
Oh, this is us being extremely out of shape. Yeah. I think I did like four sprints and I'm toast.
It's through the roof.
Absolutely toast.
All right, guys, we'll keep it here. We're going to talk to some fans. We're going to get some opinions, and we hope that it's fair and balanced. That's like,
honestly, though.
Yeah. We hope we get differing opinions, so let's see what people have to say.
Yeah.
And check us out on at RSL Show.
I was just going to say, again, the hard part is no one knows the full story on either side.
We've been trying to get it so that we can report it, but we don't want to report, I'm sorry to say it, we don't want to report or hearsay. So,
right. If we've seemed quiet during this whole situation, it's because I don't have a side.
We don't have all
I don't have a side.
We don't know,
right.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, keep it here. We'll talk to some fans. Thanks. We're going to hand him a Capri Sun. Toss it to him. Toss it to him. Capri. Look at him. He's so happy, bro. What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
I'm going to hand you this microphone. I know you've been running around, okay? Don't worry about being tired. I'm going to frame you up here. Go ahead and take a step forward, bud.
Forward.
Yeah, right there. Do you feel like you're making your... you know what this feels like? It feels like you just got done playing a full 90 with Chelsea. And this is your key. I can't talk, dude. It's so hot out here. What is it? Like your game recap? How do you feel like you guys did out there?
You know, man, I think we're doing pretty good. We're catching up. We're all out of shape, but hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
We're here to have fun.
What do you think about that scoring opportunity you had where you just whiffed it?
Man, are you looking for more chances?
What's your name, bro?
Fernando.
Fernando. Fernando, yeah, what?
Badillo.
Badillo?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Dude, where are you from, bro?
Yeah, I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas? Yes, where's your family from, though?
I guess from Monterrey, Mexico.
Monterrey.
Monterrey, sí, señor.
Look at you, bro. Woo! Wow. Yeah. Is that where Chupa de Suazo played?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, man. Were you here for the final, bro? Were you
here for I was not here for the final. No, I was in Dallas.
All right. I don't even want to know if I want to. Yeah, let's not talk about that story, bro. All right.
Hey, man.
Real Salt Lake, David Ochoa, that whole situation. We're just kind of getting some thoughts on that. What do you think, man? What do you side with either the club or David Ochoa? I mean, what are your thoughts on that matter?
I side with the club. Uh-huh. I feel like Ochoa... he owes a lot to the team, and I feel like the way that he left, I feel like it's a burnt bridge for him. And he went out the back door, and I feel like it shouldn't have been that way for him. Yeah. But I guess that's his personality.
Did you like him as a goalkeeper, like as a player with Real Salt Lake? I mean, was there any like love for him as he was coming up through the system?
There definitely was.
Yeah.
I like the controversy that he always caused right out in the visiting games.
Yeah.
I really like that he defended. I feel like in a way he defended the club. Mm-hmm. But yeah, overall at that time, yeah, I really liked him.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people are kind of criticizing the club, Real Salt Lake, just saying, like, hey, you know, you guys are often burning players who have so much potential. But the kind of way that I see it is, like, you know, these are grown men. These are grown athletes. Everybody's going to have their attitudes. You always hear about those players who are, like, stars, right? But they're kind of, like, for the lack of a better term.
Yeah.
So, like, do you think it makes the club a little bit soft in the way that they're handling it? Or do you think that they should be, like... you know, tougher, just kind of look past those things and maybe just look at the talent?
I think it's hard to find a balance, but I think they should be, like, a little bit harder on them, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, yeah, like, I mean, I think some of the fans appreciate the kind of, like, the I guess you could say, right, from the players. But, I don't know. It's a hard one.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
Yeah.
So, now, the other topic, too, is, you know, and this is just, I'm kind of repeating what I saw online. Like, people were saying, oh, the moment that he switched from, you know, like the U.S. national team wanting to go play for Mexico. Yeah. Now all of this stuff happens. It might look like a retaliation. Do you kind of, like, feed into that? Like, you think that there's – you think any of that comes into consideration with this whole situation?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so, no. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he has his opinion and his options, and I think that the team should respect that, right? And I think if – he has a lot of potential, especially with the Mexican national team, like, kind of losing their – you know, Ochoa, the Mexican Ochoa, right?
Yeah.
I guess the OG Ochoa, I don't know.
OG?
Yeah. Yeah, but...
No era penal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything to blame from the team.
Very cool, man.
I don't see it that way.
Well, dude, I appreciate your takes on that, and it's kind of refreshing to hear that, you know, some people are kind of maybe siding with the club because... you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, the podcast or the general media, like they're buddy-buddy with the club, like they don't want to criticize the club. But the truth is like a lot of it is 50-50. It's just hearsay. We don't really, you know, we try to talk to Ochoa. He didn't interview with us. When we do ask people at the club, like they're just kind of like hush-hush about it. So what are we expected to put out, right?
For sure.
I think until more comes out, then we can really side with it. But I kind of like your spin on it, like, hey, you know what, be tough on him. And the other point, too, is like, okay, the team is being tough on him because guess what? You're not playing with the first team, right? You got Zach McMath starting in front of you. So all of that stuff is cool to hear, man. Real quickly, what do you think about, you know, Pablo Mastroini and, like, I guess, like, the overall state of RSL? I mean, we're kind of doing it without these, like, big names, you know?
Mm-hmm.
LAFC, Gareth Bale. You got, you know, Wayne Rooney coming back to coach DC United. You got all these huge DP signings, well-known names. What do you think about Pablo kind of elevating this team and having a team sitting basically in fourth place in the West?
Hey, man, I would love that. I think we're getting enough people, like, in the stadium and you know, at Rio Tinto. What is it, 11 games now, so?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if Mastroini kind of thinks of that, right, if he brings that star from Europe, I think we're going to get even more and more love from the fans.
Yeah.
And, hey, that's going to help the morale of the team a ton.
All right, bro. Well, thanks so much for your time, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Last name again?
Badillo.
Badillo.
Badillo, yeah.
Federico Badillo.
Fernando.
Oh, Mike. Ruben said, or Alex said your name was Federico. All right, bro. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have fun, dude. Do you want my thoughts or not?
Do you want me here or not, Josh?
You should know, by the way. So, just kidding.
He did.
Kyle from the RSL Soapbox. What's up, man? True. How you feeling? How's pickup?
Dude, it's hot.
Fan blog.
That's right. World's number one fan blog. And we do it best.
Wasn't him just
it's
cackling
true.
Back here? Dude.
I know, dude. The producer's not supposed to talk, man. I thought this was a professional outfit.
Technically, he's also a host. He's
producer Andy, though.
Host deucer.
Do you no longer call yourself Producer Andy?
We still do, yeah.
Okay.
Depends on the day.
This thing is bright. Why do you got sunglasses? I need help. Anyway,
you want my sunglasses?
I'm feeling good. Yeah,
no,
please.
Here.
I can't see.
Good job.
Oh.
See, things I do.
Yeah, dude. You look like every 80s guy.
I love to see it.
Yeah.
Feeling good. This is a good day.
It's a little warm.
It's a little toasty.
Yeah, it's
a little
good.
Sweaty. Red in the face. A little dehydrated, but we're feeling good.
All right, well, let's take those good feelings and turn them into whatever feelings you want to have. What do you think about the Ochoa situation, man? And, like, just be straight up. Listen, we want everyone's actual opinion, right?
Yeah.
We don't want, you know, there's lots of things on Twitter that can be taken many different ways. So, with your own words, how do you feel about it?
You should listen to Off the Crossbar on RSL Soapbox, first of all, because we've gone into depth on this for sure.
Sure, sure.
But I will tell you, for their sake and for our sake, number one, it's a bummer.
Mega. Yep.
It's a huge bummer, and it's a bummer for everyone. And obviously, it doesn't look good for anyone, but in my opinion, you know, losing Albert Rusnak and David Ochoa essentially for free, I don't know if we can consider what we got for Ochoa something that's it's pennies on the dollar. And honestly, I think it reflects more poorly on the club because my problem is that, you know, there are difficult sports personalities on teams everywhere.
Right.
And contract negotiations are usually tough. What happened with RSL, though, is they let him get into the last year of his contract.
Yeah, this should have been wrapped up after the playoffs last year,
It
right?
should have been wrapped up sometime during last season when we clearly were planning on him as a long-term project. The club promoted him. I mean, he was one of the faces of the club last year. And from what it seems to me, ownership came in, new ownership, maybe didn't like the way that they had been promoting Ochoa, and I think maybe some things like that changed behind the scenes. And during the contract negotiations, it seems like David Ochoa's representatives probably were trying to get him to withhold himself a little bit from playing and practicing, maybe, in order to try to put pressure on the club to agree to those terms that they wanted. And for some reason, the club wouldn't go meet him where they were. I don't know how much they were asking for. I don't know any of those specifics. But, again, this isn't something that's new to RSL or any team.
It's definitely a trend, right?
Like, it's a trend. We saw
lost
this.
Plenty of players, Acosta.
Yeah. You know. And, you know, like this happened with Albert Rusnak. I don't know if people remember, but when he was in contract negotiations, he sat out an actual game.
It was more than one, I believe.
He didn't travel for an away game during his. And, like, so, you know, that kind of thing happens, and players and their representatives, that's something that happens across all sports. It's not specific to David Ochoa. So to lose a player that was so, you know, has been a storied player for the club. He grew up in the academy. He, by his own words, loves the club, owes his entire career to the club, which he said on Instagram. It's really, really sad to see it end this way, and I think it does reflect poorly on the club. And even if, you know, we heard Pablo make some, you know, slight comments towards him being, you know, late to practice or not training with the way the club wanted, et cetera, some attitude stuff. That might be true, but again, all of this could have been avoided, I feel like, if terms were agreed to sooner. And, you know, managing egos is part of the job, and sports teams everywhere have to manage players' egos. And David Ochoa is not the only player, he's not the only athlete on the team, club, sports, all everything that has an ego. And it's fine that he has an ego. That's what made him. That's what made him last year.
Exactly, and we're not going to get a squad of 30 players without an ego here.
Exactly.
And they're needed.
Yeah, right? And I think some of the other frustrations is, like, you know, the way that this has come out about, just historically, we seem to hear more of these negative comments or, you know, feelings that are kind of vague, not really specific, about Latino players that have played for the club. And it's gone back through many different front offices. Mm-hmm. A lot of, like, the first time we heard of this kind of thing, everyone was different in the front office at the time.
Right.
And there are fans of this fan base, Latino fans, who know that or feel like that this is a longstanding problem, and there's a trend there. So whether or not, you know, there actually is like a systemic problem, you're gonna have to go the extra mile to make it up to these fans that feel that way. Because right. at the end of the day, this is the entertainment business. Fans' opinions are, you know, fans' opinions are because they love the club.
Right. We're not just opinions aren't there just to be there, right?
It's right. People care because they love the club. And if there are fans that feel a specific way, it's important that you do what you can to try to sway those opinions. And, you know, for this to happen again, like, I was thinking about, you know, someone brought up the like when this happened with Javi.
Right.
And the way Javi left was really bad. And that rubbed a lot of fans.
That's one of the worst things that's ever happened to this club.
Yeah, and he was arguably he's in the top three club legends, right? Same with Kyle and Nick. So,
yep.
And that rubbed a lot of fans the wrong way. And this, I think, whether or not there are similarities, differences, et cetera, you know, it reminds fans of some of the way that these players have been treated in the past. And
right.
so it really sucks to see. I think it reflects poorly on the club. I am glad that David Ochoa gets to go hopefully play some games. Because I do miss seeing him on the field. But it's just weird, though, because, like, I mean, last year he was the long-term project for this club. Like
he was the new Raimondo, right?
Yeah, yeah, that was the goal. And whether or not, like, there were going to be growing pains, of course. Like, you know, people brought up, right now, is he better than Zach McMath? Like, we haven't seen David Ochoa play, like, a full game in a while. That wasn't for the Monarchs or the U.S. Open Cup.
Right.
But the reality is he's a young keeper, and you invest time, and you give forgiveness to young players to try to help mold them into who we want them to be. And that's what we were hoping to see from David this year. And it's a pretty big disappointment that we didn't get it.
It sucks. Do you think?
Yeah.
So, you know, he picks up a thigh injury in Portland in preseason. Do you think that's where this all started, right? Do you think coming back from injury, he was kind of,
yeah, it was,
you know, lackadaisical maybe, and then the contract negotiation started, and that's basically what I'm saying is, do you think had that injury not happened and he was getting minutes, this is an entirely different conversation?
That's a good question. I don't know. I it may have ended up him being like in a similar situation to like what Albert seemed to do, like maybe he
starts
sits
out
a game or something. And the reality is, like, David probably would have had more leverage if he had remained healthy, right? Like,
right.
If he's healthy, doesn't
putting
get injured,
up numbers.
Yeah, and yep. if he's, you know, fans are wanting him to be the starting keeper, et cetera, his representatives can be like, you know, we're gonna hold out until we get a deal closer to what we're looking for.
Right.
And the reality is, like, I don't know. It's very likely that Ochoa we could have sold him for a good amount of money in the next few years if we have just maybe overpaid a little bit.
Right.
And
but kept with it, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, we've got a few open roster spots. We have money that we're not using. I don't know. Could have been a good way to lock him in for a little while and get a transfer fee. Because
agreed.
I mean, this club struggles to get transfer fees for players.
Which is kind of mind-blowing, right?
It's kind of mind-blowing, yeah. Considering, like, the emphasis we put on development. I mean, like, a lot of these guys grew up in the academy under, like, when Deloitte was still the ownership, and that was the big thing that they touted. They were like, we're not going to do huge splash signings on players.
Right,
we're going to develop players and
yeah.
sell them. And that hasn't happened. We sold Savarino. We brought him back.
Right, but that's not an academy
development
guy.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, we've got a few guys, but it's overall just – I'm bummed. I think, you know, I think the club has got some goodwill to earn back from this. It's not like the end of the world, but, you know.
But it's just another black mark, right?
It's
another thing people are going to bring up in a few years.
I really think so. And like the big thing, like I said, it's the club's job to manage this kind of thing. So regardless of what David's attitude was, regardless of how the contract negotiations was, he's
right?
a kid. You know, these are sports agents. It's part of the game, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to manage these things, and it's unfortunate that they haven't.
So there's a lot of pressure online, you know, towards the front office, Elliot especially. Do you think the lack of landing, you know, some big signings this window so far is inflating this Ochoa situation and the disdain towards Elliot at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's definitely like a swirl of things. RSL hasn't been in a good run of form for the last
right.
six games, I think. I think we've won half of our games. We've been kind of on a downward slide recently with an away game tonight.
Which, if we lose tonight, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Panic buttons are going,
the table
yeah.
changes really quickly in MLS. But, yeah, like you were saying, like, you know, we've heard rumors about big name players that, you know, we were rumored to sign over and over again that haven't really materialized. It's great to get Sobrino back into the team when we see the impact that he makes.
Right.
But I think he's a good example of, like, you sign other players of his caliber alongside
of him.
It'll
be real good.
It'll be really good because, you know, from the second he started playing, you could see his quality and you could see the difference that he makes. But unfortunately, he can't do everything on his own. So we get another, we get a striker, maybe a midfielder that's of Sobrino quality. Better around that area, and I think we have a really good squad. So, like, yeah, it's a problem that we, you know, the players that we brought in, I don't think Cordova's made as big of a difference as people were hoping for. We brought in Chris Kablan under the Blitzer umbrella. He played 25 minutes for the club, and we sent him back, which was very odd.
To me, that signaled something coming, but obviously,
Look, we got about a week till the transfer window's closed, and then you have about another month and for like
free agents, etc. Yeah,
yeah,
and weird situations. Yep.
It is weird. So, I mean, I think all of that combined puts a lot of pressure on the front office, and Elliot, I'm sure, is feeling it.
I'm sure,
and I think rightfully so. Like, it's part of the job, and when you tout the Blitzer umbrella as, like, we have more money and resources and we were getting by. And to his credit, he got us by through some tough times without ownership.
Right, but now we don't need him to do that, right?
So we need him to
get some DPs.
Absolutely, let's get some DPs. Yep. And it kind of feels like we're operating – it doesn't feel like we're operating any differently than we were in those 2 years without ownership.
Feels like they haven't taken that gear up, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have one more follow-up question on Ochoa. The team – rightfully so sometimes, and obviously the team always, you know, they can't disclose everything, but when injury reports come out, it's a lot of, like, question marks, right? And for the longest time, Ochoa was on there. Had the team come out and said that Ochoa's not, like, he's hurt, but, like, had they been more honest with it, saying there's contract disputes, etc., back then, do you think that helped that situation?
It probably would have. I personally think it would have helped because, there were times when he was on the injury list, but he was, you know, training with the Mexican national team, right? He played with the Monarchs. And he was, like, on assignment with the Monarchs, but still injured for RSL.
Right,
so it
didn't make sense, right?
Yeah, and I think the average fan has a – you can't expect the average fan to kind of just parse through all of that information. I can't even parse through that. And I hear a bunch of random stuff all the time. I'm friends with you guys. I feel like I'm really dialed in, but even I, like, have no idea what's going on sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean – because, you know, people understand contract negotiations, and, like, people know that's a part of sports, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being forthright with that, although it does kind of put the club in a, you know, maybe less advantageous position to be like, he's not playing because of this. So
right, I just think it helps with the overall narrative when things don't go your way.
I think so too. Like, looking back on it, it's really difficult to it's really difficult to, like, look back at all those months where we, like, you know, we're waiting for him and they said he was injured, and really likely this was going on.
Exactly.
And he was frozen out of the club. So, start to finish, this feels like it was very poorly handled. It's got to be difficult for David, especially with how the club promoted him last year.
Yep.
And really leaned into him heavily. Like, we have post-game celebrations that are built off of
his
antics.
He's got his own scarves.
It's a bummer, and it's very clear there was a flip that was switched. That's got to be difficult for him to deal with. He dealt with a lot of, like, you know, personal family trauma stuff last year, which there's a lot of stuff that's just swirling around. I feel really bad for him, but I'm really glad that it appears to be going somewhere where he'll get some time.
And I honestly hope he doesn't re-sign with DC. I hope we get nothing for him, and I hope he goes to Europe and has a killer career.
I really hope. I mean, look, for years he's been on the radar of clubs like Manchester United, right? He was training with them back in, like, 2018 or something like that. So we know that he's got a future ahead of him. Mexican national team is likely in the cards. He's already he's probably fourth string or third string at this point.
Yeah, well, they're probably pushing for a move for him to be more advantageous for them, right?
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if he signs in Mexico after he's done with DC this December. Or if he goes to Europe, that would be great too. I love David Ochoa, and I want nothing for the best for him. And I'm just sad that we don't get that.
Right. And you know, I'll be following his whole career. So
me too.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to promote?
I did plug early on. Yeah, you know, you can listen to Off the Crossbar, RSL Soapbox, if you'd like. You don't have to.
I do read the Soapbox. So
yeah, Matt and Lucas are editors of Soapbox. They do a great job. Lucas is he's also does photo. He does a great job there. We got a bunch of different podcasts you can listen to on the RSL Soapbox. The one that's very lengthy and conversational is mine, because I never know when to shut up. So Off the crossbar, usually record once a week. Oh, we actually have our 100th episode coming up next
wow.
week. Wow. And we got some special guests coming on.
We have our 400 or 500th coming up.
Yeah, yeah, you guys have been cooking. This is actually, so there was a previous iteration. This is the 100th episode of our new iteration of Off the Crossbar, because we don't recognize the former podcaster known as Jason. So anyway, yeah, we got that coming up next week. Tune in. It'll be fun. We got some stuff cooking, but yeah. Anyway,
cool.
Love you guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
This is really fun. Are we still playing? Looks like we're still playing.
Yeah, it looks like it turned into one big game. We might as well go full field.
I love it. All
right. I know what they're doing.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, you, man.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Alex, the intern here at the RSL show. I'm here with Ruben Santos. Ruben, how do you feel about the trajectory of RSL right now?
In my opinion, definitely started very strong. I would say, personally, I'd like for the team to get stronger, some new pieces. Personally, I think the team started very strong, very well, and maybe there hasn't been that much pressure to start building with different pieces since the ones we had were doing so well, but I'm happy where we are.
I think you as a fan, like, what do you want to see from RSL? Like, what are the positions we need?
I would say striker. I like to see goals from not defensive positions. Although I do like goals from anyone, honestly, but striker would be nice. Six, I would say, would be good. Although we got Jasper, I think bringing one more in would give us good depth.
And I guess the big question is, man, what are your thoughts? What are your opinions on the whole David Ochoa situation?
Kind of pissed. I really liked him here. Obviously, things got a little rough towards the end, but happy for him.
Do you think RSL handled the situation pretty well?
I have no idea how they handled it, besides what I see on Twitter. That's all I got from that.
And I guess the final question on the whole situation, if RSL doesn't make the playoffs, or if they do, never mind. I'm going to get in trouble. Cut the last part. Well, hey, thank you, Ruben Santos. Thank you for being
he works for the club. Ruben,
trying to get me fired, man?
Hey, oh, yeah.
Message to Real Salt Lake right now. What can they improve on? What things can they do to maybe, you know, help boost the fandom or just like the trust in this club?
You're next. Win home games. Yeah. Score goals.
Very political answer. I love it. All right, cool guys. Thank you.
Sellouts.
Cool. And then I know it's a little weird. Stand a little closer to Alex. I'm sorry.
Friend, what was your name?
My name is Alex. What's your name?
Oh, also Alex.
Oh, Alex. Nice
I'm
to
Alex.
Meet you. Nice to meet you. Alex.
I was like, okay, stand closer to myself.
Go ahead, man. You're good. Hey, this is Alex.
Yes.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're here with Alex for the next person to interview here on the RSL show. Alex, do you follow RSL very closely?
I don't. My friends just invited me to an impromptu soccer game today, so it's been really fun. Like, it's exceeded all my expectations, but I very lightly follow Real, but I'm a fan regardless.
Well, what do you feel about this? How's this experience coming out and playing some pickup soccer with us?
Initially, I expected it to be kind of an intimidating experience, but people just really want to have fun and play and want you to be better, and so I would definitely do it again. So
awesome. Yeah.
It's been awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you follow RSL closely enough to have like a favorite player?
No. I'm sorry. But who is your favorite player?
I think my favorite player would probably be at the moment Justin Glad or Marcelo Silva. One of the two. I'm a big defensive guy, and
okay.
So I think defense wins championships. So Marcelo Silva and Justin Glad are my favorite.
That's awesome. And how are they doing in the season, do you think?
She just took over the interview.
I'm like turning the questions over to you.
She just took over the interview. I think they're doing. I think they really exceeded expectations this year. I'm kind of intimidated now. I know, right? They kind of exceeded expectations, but I think right now they're starting to plateau. We're getting in a little bit of a bad groove, but I think they'll come out of it. I trust Pablo. I trust the guys. I trust the players. So just give it a minute, and they'll get back into a good rhythm.
Awesome.
I'll ask you some questions here, real quick. Here, if you want to stand in frame here.
Okay.
Alex, you're doing fine, dude. I'm just going to ask some questions.
Sorry, Alex. I'm like, I don't know anything, so I'm like, I want to hear from someone who knows something. So, all right.
Alex, so are you from Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were born and raised here?
I grew up in, like, northern Utah.
Northern Utah?
Yeah.
Very cool. So, what brought you out to, like, Salt Lake City? Like, your family move out here? Do you go to school out here? Do you work?
I went to the University of Utah for my bachelor's.
Cool.
And so now I just work downtown and I live downtown.
Awesome. So, yeah. I'm curious, right? Like, there's one soccer team in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
It seems like you play, do you play a lot of soccer?
No, not really.
Okay.
I enjoy it. I like outdoor sports in general, but my friends have just invited me to play soccer, and it's one of their favorite sports. So
cool.
It's kind of nice to be involved in something and get hyped about something and try new experiences.
Have you been to a Real Salt Lake game?
No, but I've always wanted to go.
All right, cool. So after this, we'll take your info down. We'll give you tickets to go to.
Oh.
Is there a match today?
It's in San Jose.
In San Jose?
Next week is LA.
Next week is LA?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll try to get you to. Saturday?
LAFC.
Gareth Bale might play. Of course. So I'll try to get you tickets for this upcoming match. It's going to be on Saturday. It's versus LAFC, one of, like, the best teams in MLS.
Okay.
But why do you think, and I think this is going to be maybe I'm really curious to know, why do you think it is that you haven't been to, like, a Real Salt Lake game before?
I think it's definitely, for me, like, a group activity, just considering that, my level of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when people go together, it's, like, morale and just kind of, you know, you get hyped about it, and it's fun to, like, be in that setting where everyone's really excited about something. But I understand, like, a lot of fans that are diehard Real fans, like, will just go to a game just because they know a lot about it. And maybe in the future that will be me, you know? So I just think it's just because of a level of interest that I haven't had before.
Yeah.
So that's probably why.
What about, like, advertising? Like, have you seen very much advertising for, like, Real Salt Lake games, like billboards or anything like that that you have seen around town?
You know, I don't really, now that I think about it, now that you bring it up, I don't really see a lot of that very often.
Cool.
So, but I think that should definitely be pushed more. And social media is, like, a good platform.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, TikTok, like, if you're following certain people on TikTok, they talk about soccer. So I think that it's just, you know, people try to match other people's interests based on their social media and what they follow. But I think definitely, like, public spaces should kind of have more advertising for it, and especially because people are getting out more after the pandemic.
Yeah.
And that could also be a reason why people haven't really been going.
That's true.
So,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're doing a lot better than they have before. They're, you know, like 11th straight sellouts this season. It's a really cool environment.
Mm-hmm.
I know they've got, like, a huge TikTok following, so I think
you
should go check it out. Follow, like, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. But we'd love to have you out, and I'll get your email after this, and we'll make sure that you get tickets to the next match.
That would be awesome.
But thank you so much
for
coming out here. Yeah, we're going to do more of these events, and I encourage you to bring your friends. And everyone is, like, really, really cool out here. Obviously, like, no one's mean. And then, of course, like, getting to do it on this practice pitch, like, this is where Real Salt Lake practices.
Oh, okay.
So the club gave us access to come and do this stuff for the fans and all that. So, cool.
That's awesome.
Alex, thank you so much.
Nice to
appreciate
meet
you. And thanks so much for the comments.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, take it easy. All right. All right, dude, so what is your name? What do you do? And how do you feel about the Real Salt Lake handling of David Ochoa?
Hey, I'm Joseph Hutchison. I do El Show RSL with Carlos, Cheeky, and Alex. What are the other questions? I'm tired. Sorry.
How do you feel about Real Salt Lake's handling on the David Ochoa situation? Do you know anything that maybe the RSL show doesn't know?
Well, first of all, I know that El Show RSL is the best RSL podcast.
Wow.
So, like, that's something you guys, I don't know if you guys know that or not. But
The interview's over, guys.
Yeah. but, like, with David Ochoa, like, it's definitely both sides had faults and stuff. RSL should have signed him to a new contract a long time ago, so this wouldn't have been a situation. Ochoa did some stupid stuff. Like, he shouldn't have acted the way he did in training. It's his fault he showed up late. It's his fault he behaved the way he did in training. So, like, that's not on RSL. And then any sort of disciplinary stuff was probably just, you know, the consequences of Ochoa's actions. But it definitely could have been better on both ends. And, you know, sometimes that happens. Just you can't have a perfect situation, but still, it's disappointing the way it turned out in the end. At least we got something for him.
Yeah, what's your opinion on the way that maybe Real Salt Lake is handling it? Do you think Do you think a club, I guess any MLS club in particular, I know the fans want to hear from the front office, they want a statement, and I'm sure something is going to come out soon, but do you think that it's fair for either the club or I guess even David Ochoa to kind of air out that dirty laundry? I know that the IG posts was kind of Ochoa's way of getting that conversation started, but what do you think about Real Salt Lake's silence on the matter? Do you think that they're kind of orchestrating or working on some kind of response? Do you think we'll get a response? And, I mean, overall, do you think they're handling it well?
It's a tricky situation to handle because, like, you can't just go out and say, oh, yeah, Ochoa's being a naughty boy, and we can't, and so we're going to tell you everything that he's doing wrong, because that could affect potential outward transfers and all that kind of stuff. But then also, like, they could have been a little bit more upfront anyway that there was something going on, because like when he's first like getting healthy again but then wasn't even on the bench for RSL, it was kind of like, oh, hey, what's going on? They're like, oh, coach's decision,
right?
Oh, he got hurt again. Oh, it's he's away with family on approved leave, or and then like stuff like that. And it just was so inconsistent at the beginning. At the beginning they had said it's like there's a situation, we're not going to comment on it. Then okay, that's clear, they're not going to comment on it. But you know, it's just kind of like, it seems just like human error got in the way.
Yeah.
Of just, you know, we're the situation's delicate, so we're just not going to touch it. But then by not touching it, the fans weren't appeased.
Yeah. Now, Pablo Mastroini, he came onto your podcast and he actually gave you guys a lot of great content. Did he say anything specifically on David Ochoa?
Yeah, he did. He actually was like the clearest answer we've gotten from the club since this all started. And we were shocked that he actually said that. Because we just kind of said, so like, okay, David Ochoa, what's happening? Because we asked that to basically everybody who comes on. And he just started telling us everything. And we're like, oh, crap. Like,
it's a tell-all.
Dang.
Yeah.
This is the first like real answer we've gotten with any detail.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of cool. But then also, like, in the week or so before, we'd started hearing some things from some sources inside the club, just saying, like, he was supposedly supposed to be playing for the Monarchs in their games against Chelsea and Wolves the other week.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he didn't show up.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find him. And it's like, oh, he's back in California or something like that.
Strange.
It's like, oh, okay. And so then that's weird. So it's not like the club was like completely trying to ice him out. The club was open for him to play with the Monarchs.
Interesting.
But then he and whoever was in his ear, probably his agent, was telling him not to. And so we're like, okay, that's kind of interesting. A little bit changing the narrative of what we've been hearing, or at least speculating along the way, just like comparing it to the Carlos Salcedo situation and stuff like that. And so then when Pablo came and talked to us, it was like, okay, so this is definitely a little bit more complicated than people were thinking.
Right.
And it would be nice to hear David's side of the story. I
don't know if we'll get it.
I don't know if we'll ever get it.
Yeah.
Probably. We'll probably hear about it at some point. Like 5 years from now, someone's going to ask.
After he wins like three cups with DC United or something.
It's like, dude, tell us about what went down at RSL. And he'll probably be like, okay, yeah, I can tell you now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not getting any, probably not going to hear from him anytime soon for the same reason why he was not playing with the Monarchs, even though they were open to him playing with them.
Right.
And so like, it's a complicated situation, but it was really cool just hearing about like at least the club side of it, because like it was like finally we heard something, finally we hear something about what's going on and what this all is. And then Pablo did kind of tease his transfer coming up a little bit too on the show. He said like hopefully we'll have a resolution for him soon, and then like what that was like two days later the report came out that he's going to DC, and then officially yesterday.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it. We're going to get more thoughts and opinions on Real Salt Lake and David Ochoa, but thanks for your contribution to Real Salt Lake fandom and podcasting, dude.
Yeah, thank you. No problem. Don't forget, El Show RSL, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Go check it out.
Learn Spanish. All right.
Learn Spanish.
Thanks,
good.
Guys. Yep. See ya.